This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey, Richie, can I ask you a question? You can set us up for Farhan or not. I'll let you do one, and then I'm not going to tell you the answer yet. Camilo Doval, Farhan or not?
What am I saying now? What is he?
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Might have put him on the spot just a little bit. Poor guy's out there with a phone to his ear in New York. He's like, what? What are you talking about?
Right.
We're talking about Farhan or not. So, earlier today, Mark Grandy, who is still alive,
yep.
We're told.
Sources.
These texts could be coming from anywhere.
I did text him earlier offline, just he and I, just to say, dude.
Yeah, but do you know it's actually him who has this phone right now? It could be anybody with a sports take in the Bay Area.
His tone was just snarky enough to where I thought, you know what? It's Grandy. It's the Grandy man.
Do Grandy impersonations.
Yep.
But anyway, he's still alive, and he said, look, I don't want to be unfair. It's only Buster's first year, but... those are Farhan people who are doing good. Those are Farhan people. Everyone, and I think the statement was something along these lines, everybody who's doing well on this team is a Farhan guy. And I said, is that true? So I did my version of a deep dive. This is about as deep as I'll go because I don't like the deep end. That's your end.
Yep.
I like to be able to walk when I'm in the pool. This one I had to be on my tippy toes. So... I basically got everyone who matters, like apologies to people like Christian Kost. He just showed up and he doesn't play a ton. But like all of the people who are really having an imprint on this Giants roster and who acquired them, was it Farhan? Was it post-Farhan? Or was it pre-Farhan?
Oh.
Okay?
Okay.
So... you want to play Farhan or not?
Let's play Farhan or not.
Farhan or not. I'm going to start basically with the guys who are doing really well. Okay. Elliot Ramos, Farhan or not?
I'm going to say not.
That is correct. That is
pre-Farhan.
Elliot Ramos.
Even though he's only 23, he was drafted probably 13 years ago.
Correct. Correct. He was 12.
Something.
He was 12, and he looked great in his Little League uniform. All right, let's do the one that that Richie was just really tripped up on. Camilo Doval, Farhan or not?
Farhan.
That is not a Farhan.
It's a pre-Farhan?
That is a pre-Farhan.
Man, okay.
Acquisition. Camilo was 4 years old when they signed him.
Yep.
Okay. How about Hayden Birdsong? Farhan or not?
Farhan.
That is correct. That is a Farhan draft pick.
Okay. Yep.
Hayden Birdsong.
Yep.
All right.
I like the player. I like the pick.
Robbie Ray. Farhan or not?
Farhan.
That is correct.
Was that last year or the year before that?
Yeah, that guy traded, what's his nuts? He traded him to Seattle for...
Not the
guy with the really long last name. It was Haniger and the pitcher. The pitcher who the Dodgers used to hit 40 home... DeSclafani. DeSclafani.
Not restaurant quality.
No. If you got DiVincenzo and DeSclafani both on the menu, order the DiVincenzo.
Yes.
It's better.
With the side salad.
Thank you. All right. So, yeah, that's how he got Robbie Ray for those two dudes.
Yep.
Exactly. Tyler Rogers. Farhan or not?
Not.
That is correct. Yep. That is a pre-Farhan acquisition.
Yep.
All right. Eric Miller. Farhan or not?
I've never heard of him. Farhan. Oh, yeah.
That is correct.
He's a reliever. I'm just playing.
Yeah, Farhan traded for him.
Of course he did.
Yeah, Farhan traded.
That's what he does.
Logan Webb, Farhan or not?
Farhan. That's a not?
Yeah, that is a pre-Farhan draft pick,
okay.
Logan Webb. Yeah. Logan Webb went through a hell of a lot in the minor league.
Yeah, and he's older than I think, too.
Remember, like, steroid suspensions and things that were, like, way back in the day.
I didn't remember that.
Yeah, Logan's been on a ride, man.
Okay.
You know, he's a Raider fan, so
I like the way you tied those two things
they
together.
Misbehave sometimes. Anyway, just trying to tick people off. All right, Ryan Walker, Farhan or not?
That's a Farhan. It's a classic Farhan.
Sorry, that is not a Farhan acquisition. No.
I'm running cold right now.
Thank you.
That's true that I'm running cold.
All right, let's go with Landon Roop. Landon Roop, Farhan or not?
I mean, that's a Farhan to me.
Yeah. That is correct. That is a draft
pick. Who else is going to find Landon Roop?
Landon Roop.
Yeah.
All right. Mike Yastrzemski.
Farhan. He rule-fived him. He didn't rule-five him.
From the Baltimore Orioles. He plucked him.
Yeah.
He plucked him.
Arb-3'd him. That's what it was.
I got a couple easy ones. You want a couple bunnies?
Sure.
Give me some bunnies here. Jung-Hoo Lee.
That's a Farhan.
There you go. Lamont Wade.
Oh, that's a great Farhan. One of his all-time Farhans.
I don't know if Farhan wants that one right now. Wilmer Flores.
That's a Farhan.
Casey Schmidt. What about Casey Schmidt?
That ball got Schmidt on.
That's right.
That's a Farhan.
That is a Farhan draft pick.
Man.
Right? You're running hot again.
Yeah.
But how about this? Try this one off the size. Tyler Fitzgerald, second baseman for the San Francisco Giants. Tyler Fitzgerald.
Ty Fitzgerald.
Farhan or not?
That's a not.
Sorry, that is. Okay. That is a Farhan.
You led me to it. He totally duped me. That was on me.
Fourth round draft pick, Tyler Fitzgerald. Okay. How about Kyle Harrison? Kyle Harrison. Farhan or not?
That's a Farhan.
That is accurate. Good job. All right. Couple more for you. Luis Matos. Farhan or not?
That's a not.
That is not a Farhan. You are correct.
Okay.
You are correct.
That was pre-Farhan, yeah.
One more.
Okay.
One more. And Richie just brought up his name earlier, so this is kind of, this is the big finale. Mm. Ready for this now? Okay. Because he might be an all-star this year. Randy Rodriguez, Farhan or not?
That's a Farhan.
That is not a Farhan. That is not a Farhan. I'm sorry.
Not a Farhan.
That predates Farhan Zaidi. Some of these guys who are like brand new and young, they drafted them when they were like teenagers. And so, no, that goes actually. And if memory serves, Nick, because now I'm doing it from memory, I do think that Randy might have been plucked like in early 2018 and then Farhan was hired in late 2018. So it was close. But he is not a Farhan.
Okay.
So.
I was waiting for the Adamas and the Verlander for layups. Those were not Farhans.
No.
I was hoping for a couple of freebies.
Willie,
thank you.
Willie Adamas.
Right.
Farhan or not.
No, God,
not a Farhan, no. And Justin Verlander was not a Farhan either. But anyway, so what is the big takeaway other than that was fun? I think the takeaway is there's a little bit of a mixed bag, but don't give Farhan credit for the Camilo Duvalls and the Randy Rodriguez's and the Elliot Ramos's of the world, even though it might feel like those were his guys. But you certainly can give him some credit for some things. Jung-Hoo Lee is going to be a player. That's a player, and they've got him now for 5 more years. The Robbie Ray trade was absolutely brilliant. Landon Roop looks like that's got staying power. Kyle Harrison's figured himself out.
Yep.
Hayden Birdsong's on the come. And you know, and Wizenhunt, like these, some of these pitchers that may be the rotation here for the next handful of years, those are Farhan's fingerprints.
Right.
So, you know, there's a little something to it.
There is, and you also, I do think you have to look at any organization and give credit for development. And Steph Curry with the Warriors is a good example. That was a Larry Riley when Larry Riley was the GM, and you know, they drafted Steph Curry, and then Larry was gone, and he developed, and you had Jerry West come in, you had Bob Myers, and you had so many other figures who were at the helm. And so it's not only about who finds a player, but it's also how that player develops. And right now, all those names you're listing off there who are Farhan guys, a lot of them did develop while he was here.
No doubt. But then again, here would be kind of my overall umbrella view of the idea that's being put out there. I know it's early for Buster, but boy, his two big free agent signings have not really measured up so far. A lot of the Farhan guys are playing. Listen, I firmly believe that there are multiple reasons why the Giants are 31-23, and if you want to say it's the bullpen, you can do that. But I'm going to say that Buster Posey and Willy Adames are a major part of why this team is 31-23, and it's all the things that we fans don't really get to see. I kind of mentioned it a little bit earlier. I, if you want to call it vibe, if you want to call it morale, what have you, you can do that. I just think that the San Francisco Giants the last handful of years suffered from having a number of players in the clubhouse at any given time who were worried about two things. One, their role was not what they thought they were told it was going to be. And two, who is the guy with the locker next to me? Because it was changing every single day. Up and back in Sacramento and blah, blah, blah. Remember, Hayden Birdsong had that incredible outing in Colorado.
Yep.
Broke a rookie record and woke up in San Jose. What the hell are you doing
to
these kids? Right? So I think, like, don't forget that kind of stuff in terms of why the Giants are winning some of these close games in the end. I think it's a big deal.
It's a huge deal, and ultimately all of sports comes down to human beings, and when you've got 5 or 6 guys who know they're going to play every day and you have the reliability of a set lineup, that's going to translate to a lot more chemistry and cohesiveness, because ultimately it's not just numbers on a page, it's human beings, and if you feel good about your role, you're more likely to perform better.
Brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Springwater. Javi Lopez joins us next. TJ Houshmandzadeh in an hour. Wait till you hear what he said about Brock Purdy. That's all coming up on Willard and Dibs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.